Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place where we conduct public hearings for zoning matters. The procedure that we'll use, the director will read a short statement, give a history of the case and how the planning and zoning acted on the case, any recommendations that they made. Those exhibits and that record will become a part of the record here today. Each of you then, after the council hears the report from Mr. Lank concerning the planning and zoning, we'll then have an opportunity to ask questions of Mr. Lank, and at that point, we will call the public hearings. When your case is called, please come to the front, stand at the podium, give us your full name and address, and then explain what your application is about. After you've given your presentation, we'll have an opportunity for anyone else that's here that would like to speak in favor of the application. And then when they're complete, anyone here in opposition may speak. Those in opposition cannot question those who are in favor, and those in favor cannot question those that are in opposition. After you've made your statements, then the council has the opportunity to ask questions after the case is complete. At that point, the council can either act on it today by voting in favor or voting to deny, or they can defer it. If the case was deferred at planning and zoning, council will not act and will defer it. If you have any telephonic device, please turn it off now or put it on silent mode. Please be respectful in all of your conduct during the matters today. Mr. Lang?
Yes, first application is conditional use number 1901. The application of Christopher Lopez to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automobile service and repair garage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 14,613 square feet, more or less, lying northeast of U.S. Route 113, 1,420 feet south of Road 321, which is also known as Woodbridge Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 23rd of 2011. For the benefit of council, I've passed down copies of the exhibit booklets presented on behalf of the applicant. During the public hearing on June 23rd, the commission received the same or similar exhibit booklet. We also received comments from DLDOT, comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Lopez was present with Douglas Berry of Pannonia Associates and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. Alton Scott, adjoining property owner and owner-operator of an adjoining underground utility business, was present and expressed some concerns about driveway locations on his lot versus the Lopez parcel. Mr. Robertson asked for a deferral to clarify the comments of the applicant with DLDOT. On June 23rd, there was a motion and a second carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration and to leave the record open for DLDOT entrance permit information and to establish which level or investment level the site is located in. On July 14th of 2011, the commission again discussed the application, which had been deferred for further consideration since June 23rd. I advised the commission that DLDOT comments were received on June 29th of 2011 in reference that given the site location, DLDOT will permit a home-based business that generates a minimum amount of traffic for the site. That the applicant's proposal of developing a home-based car repair business will generate a minimal amount of traffic according to the ITE trip generation manual, and thus the Corridor Capacity Preservation Program has no objection to this proposal. Also advised the commission that Pannonia Associates Incorporated submitted a copy of the portion of the area and the site from the 2010 State Strategies and Investment Levels map depicting that the site is located in Investment Levels 2 and 3, not Investment Level 4 as originally stated by DLDOT, and that the original DLDOT comments did not reflect the change in the strategies map. On July 14, 2011, the commission again deferred action and has not met again to take action. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Are they deferring about the entrance that they're looking at?
No, they did. They had wanted the information before a motion was prepared.
Okay.
So now they can, I'm assuming Mr. Johnson will sit down and figure out how he wants to make his motion for the other commission members to give consideration.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council? If not, is Mr. Lopez here or someone in his behalf?
Thank you for your patience. My name's Doug Berry. I'm a professional engineer for Pannoni Associates in Milton, Delaware. With me here this afternoon is the applicant and owner, Mr. Lopez, as well as his son, Mr. Lopez Jr. I've been practicing professional engineering in the state of Delaware for 14 years, a variety of different clients, but this is my first trip to Sussex County and first time before county council. So try to take it easy on me. Well, this is an application for conditional use located in an AR1 zoning district for an automotive service and repair garage. As Mr. Lank stated, this project was presented at the June 23rd Planning Commission public hearing, where it was deferred due to issues surrounding DelDOT and the investment level status of the project. It was then reheard by Planning Commission on the 14th of July, where it was deferred again. And hearing booklets were circulated to Planning and Zoning on July 15th, which I believe everyone has a copy with you here this afternoon. The subject property is about a third of an acre in size and located on the north side of US Route 113 North. Just south of Georgetown, it is zoned AR1, and there is an unoccupied dwelling on the property. A wetlands evaluation was done, and there are no wetlands on the property. In addition, there's no impact from floodplains on the subject property. The applicant wishes to convert the existing dwelling into a 1,650 square foot two-bay vehicle repair facility and a small office up front. So the repair facility would be here within the existing dwelling, but retrofitted to accommodate the commercial use. And then there's a small office portion up here so he can conduct his office operations. Five parking spaces are proposed, five exterior, and then there's two, like I said, two spaces within the facility for him to conduct his repair services. In order to construct a DelDOT mandated entrance adjacent to 113, this entrance needs to be widened to 24 feet. In order to do that, a portion of his existing dwelling needs to be removed. And I'd just like to briefly offer the following findings of fact, which are all in your zoning booklets, but I just want to get on record. As previously stated, it's an application for conditional use located in an AR1 zoning district for an automotive service and repair facility. Mr. Lopez will be performing specialized and certified computerized auto repair work, including diagnostic testing, and he can attest to additional services he can conduct if necessary. There are many other... This map shows other commercial uses along the 113 corridor, and as you can see, there's an abundant amount of commercial uses along this stretch of the roadway. In fact, the subject property lies between the Georgetown Speedway and an adjacent commercial use, which was also subject of a conditional use application several years ago. The property lies within investment level 2 and 3 of the state strategies map. There was some confusion that DelDOT issued a support facilities report earlier this year, which stated it was in investment level 4, However, Governor Markell modified the strategies map in April this year, and in doing that, the subject property is now within investment level 2 and 3, and we forwarded documentation supporting that. In addition, the site is within a developing area as defined in the comprehensive plan. Water service to the facility will be provided from an on-site well to be permitted from DENREC. Similarly, sanitary sewer service to the facility will be provided from an on-site wastewater disposal system, and we've had soils analysis and design completed already for the project. Entrance improvements will be constructed in accordance with DLDOT regulations. And this is one of the reasons why I was deferred, is there was some confusion as to DLDOT, from them stating that they wouldn't even allow an entrance to this property because it was in investment level 4. Since it's been changed to investment level 2 and 3, they've issued a new report, which I'll be happy to circulate to council if it would help. The report says that a commercial entrance will be permitted for a home-based business, but I want to be on record to say that Mr. Lopez has no intent of living there. It's going to be a commercial use with no one living within the facility. Also, we've met with DLDOT, and DLDOT has met with Mr. Stack, his neighbor, to come up with an amenable solution to the entrance conflicts, which would result with the construction of a new entrance for Mr. Lopez, and it will appease both property owners, and it's what we're going to propose moving forward if conditional use approval is granted. Sediment and stormwater best management practices will be constructed in accordance with DENREC and Sussex Conservation District regs. In addition, the conditional use will be subject to preliminary and final site plan review from planning and zoning. And also, we want to outline the following conditions of approval, which are also outlined in the hearing booklet. The hours of operation will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 on Saturday, and there will be no Sunday office hours. All storage areas and trash container areas will be screened with a 6-foot-high privacy fence and associated landscaping. All entrance and related improvements required by DLDOT will be completed by the applicant within the time frame that's required by the state. The site will have one non-illuminated on-premise sign that meets county requirements. Parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination so it's shielded from adjacent properties. A landscape plan will be provided as part of our final site plan application. There will be never more than 5 cars in the site for servicing. There will be no permanent storage of disabled cars on the facility. And the uses will be limited to automotive services and repair only. So with that, we respectfully request conditional approval of this application. Understand we have to go back to Planning and Zoning Commission 28th of next week. So we understand you won't be able to vote this evening, but I appreciate your time listening to our application. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions?
So you would be willing to have a condition that there only be 5 automobiles being serviced at one time?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Only 5 cars present, right? That's what you said.
That's correct.
Now, if he owns a couple, that counts part of the 5 on that property?
I'm sorry?
How about if he owns his own private cars? How about if he has a couple cars of his own? Is that what you're requesting?
Well, that's part of the conditional, part of a condition of the approval if it was...
I didn't know. I understood you're only going to have 5 on the property.
That's correct. No more than 5 cars.
He's got 2 of his own. Can't be with 3 others.
That's correct. Or they'd have to be within the facility. Basically, no.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify that. So are you indicating that there would only be 3 cars that he would be able to work on at one point if he had 2 cars of his own on the property?
That's correct. There would only be 5 vehicles on the car at any day
on the property. What was stated in the commission was that there'd be no more than 5 cars
for
servicing at any one time.
For service. That would be 5 plus his own.
Plus his own personal vehicle,
right.
Yes.
They're talking about personal vehicle.
Right. What we're the gist of is there's going to be no off street parking in the grass.
Right. Okay. But no more than 5 cars of somebody else's.
That's correct.
Repair or work.
Service, correct.
To be serviced, okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I have a question. I guess it's of Mr. Moore. This letter from DelDOT that we just got is talking about a home-based business. Does that matter? I mean, it's not going to be a home-based business. Is that a big issue for this?
I think that's a category that it goes into, mm-hmm. DelDOT.
But what he's planning to do is acceptable to DelDOT. Is that my understanding? Correct?
I can't tell by this letter.
Okay.
That's what they said in their in email. They basically have no objection to the use.
Okay.
It's got to go back to DelDOT anyway, mm-hmm. before it can be permitted.
Do you have any other witnesses that would like to speak on your behalf?
Anyone add? No. Mr. Lopez, we'd be happy to answer any questions that I can.
If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Is there anyone here to speak in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. President, we'll close the public hearing, and with the understanding that it will need to be deferred because there is not a decision from Planning and Zoning.
At this time, we'll close the public hearing, close public comment, and entertain a motion to defer.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion to second to defer. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Barbie is next.
Mr. Lank, the next item is Dorothy Garvey. And I will just point out for the record that Councilwoman Deaver has recused herself on this matter and will not be participating in any discussions or voting on this matter.
This is an application referred to as conditional use number 1902. The application of Dorothy Garvey to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 22,161 square feet more or less, lying north of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 425 feet east of Road 275, also known as Plantation Route. The Planning and Zoning Commission on this application held public hearing on June 23rd of 2011. The Commission heard comments from DelDOT, Sussex County Engineering Department. Dorothy Garvey was present with David Wilson, Realtor, and gave testimony. Lawrence Kemp, MD, was present in support of the application and stated he is hoping to purchase the site for his medical offices and gave additional testimony. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the Commission discussed the applications. Some of the Commission members expressed concerns about the use of Collins Avenue and the front setback on Route 24. Therefore, on June 23rd, the Commission did defer action for further consideration. On July 14th of 2011, the Commission again discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated the concerns expressed by the Commission during the public hearing related to the setback from Route 24 and access to Collins Avenue. I advise the Commission that the setback to the dwelling is less than 40 feet since there was a taking of additional right-of-way by DelDOT for the widening of Route 24 at this location. The Commission again on July 24th, 2011 did defer action. What I've just passed down to the council members is a book, exhibit booklet provided by the applicant. I also received some additional information, which may be in that booklet. I received it on the 14th. And it's a cover letter from David Wilson, Realtor. And sit down also for the record. It's a cover letter and a revised site plan. The site plan originally showed a driveway going to Collins Avenue with parking closer to Collins Avenue than the dwelling. It's the intent of the applicants or the purchaser to remove an existing garage or demolition of an existing garage and place the parking as close to the dwelling as they can. So there's a revised site plan for that. There's also a copy of the purchase contract for the right-of-way from DelDOT, and that was in 1991 when that taking took place. And I think that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here or someone to speak on behalf of the applicant?
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Wilson. I'm a licensed real estate agent specializing in commercial real estate with Long & Foster in Rehoboth. And I represent the estate of Betty Taylor and the executrix, Dorothy Garvey, on this case.
Excuse me, can you give us your home address too, please?
26 Black Duck Reach, The Glade, Rehoboth Beach.
Thank you.
When I was approached by Mrs. Garvey about the possibility of representing her on this estate sale, just looking at the area, recognizing the present zoning, it appeared clear that the most highest and best use for that property would be as a commercial property because of its close proximity to other commercial properties. From Route 1 to Midway Acres, as you see, it is all commercial. And because of the close proximity to the BB Health Campus, it also seemed quite logical that we should try and get a conditional use for a medical office. I received, shortly after listing the property with the potential of a conditional use, two offers. And the second offer was referenced by Mr. Lank from Dr. Kemp. Our situation is the condition of getting a conditional use is primarily the reason for anyone to purchase that property as a medical office, and selling it as a residence would not be as attractive if a doctor were to want to operate from there. I believe that some of the issues that have come up thus far included, first, the setback being only 32 feet, and it should be 40 feet. And as Mr. Lank has indicated and contained in the packet that we distributed, there is the document that discusses the actual sale to the state by Betty Taylor at that time for the widening of Route 24. So we're faced with the 32 feet, which is not the normal setback. And in addition, the other issue was after informal discussions with DelDOT, it appeared quite clearly that we would have to enter the property from 24, but DelDOT would not approve the idea of exiting back on 24 if it were used as a medical office. Because of the private road, which is referred to as Collins Road, the proposal is that we enter from 24 and egress from Collins Avenue out to Plantation Road. On the basis of what we have laid out, our hope is that we can receive approval for a conditional use based on these conditions. The fact that exiting on Plantation Road from Collins Avenue, a private road, DelDOT has no jurisdiction, and we have been told that this would be a matter of agreement from the community. And most recently, I've circulated a letter throughout the community asking for support that if the doctor were to maintain the road, Collins Avenue, for both conditions as well as snow removal, would the neighborhood agree? Now, this side of Plantation Road does not have a maintenance agreement. If you were to continue west across Plantation Road, as Collins Avenue continues, the lots on that side have reached an agreement, a maintenance agreement, where everybody that abuts Collins Avenue shares in the expense of the maintenance. And in this case, because the doctor would unlikely have the most use of Collins Avenue with his patients, we're asking for an objection from the neighborhood. On the basis of these conditions that I have just discussed, we're hopeful that we'll be in keeping with the requirements of the county and planning and zoning. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
I have a question. Since you brought up the issue of the road Collins Avenue, how is that maintained now? If there's,
it's maintained by the neighborhood, by the community, those neighbors that have property that abut the Collins Avenue maintain it, and our agreement would be that a doctor buying the property would have the responsibility to maintain it at the current standard that's being kept.
Okay, is it currently paved? Is it a paved road?
No, it's gravel.
Okay. Do you have the permission or consent of the other property owners at this point?
We're waiting for the feedback. There's been some discussion that they want to talk among themselves to conclude that everybody's in agreement. And we're waiting to get signatures on the letters.
Are there any other questions from council? Just seeing none, do you have any other witnesses that would like to testify?
I don't.
Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Someone in the back.
There is someone in the back. Okay. Would you come forward to the podium and give us your name and address, please?
Hey, afternoon. My name's William Blizzard. I currently reside at 34869 Collins Avenue, which is directly behind the residence in question. I don't really have an issue with the conditional use itself. My issue is with the use of Collins Avenue as a thoroughfare for the particular business. I had spoke with, I guess it's Mrs. Garvey, and with Mr. Wilson, and our issues with the road is if they're going to use it, that they bring it up to current standards, because as the road is now, being a stone road, this time of year, with it being dry, there's some dust issues. Plus, the road is not wide enough for two vehicles to pass at the same time. Currently, right now, one of us is exiting the development, and one of us is entering. We kind of have to give a wave of who's going to pull over so the other vehicle can continue on down the driveway. It's not that big of an issue with only three or four houses back here that use the driveway all the time. And usually we stagger our time so it doesn't happen that often. Now, with a commercial venture, patients leaving all the time, we're going to have an increase, and them kind of not knowing the road layout and maybe not as courteous, we're going to have to keep yielding to them to let them continue out. Another issue I have is actually the exit out onto Plantation Road. Particularly this time of year, you're almost at the grace of the people on Plantation Road to let you get out onto Plantation Road to head east towards Route 24, because it's just, it backs up and it's just a natural, that's people's new way to get to the beach and stay off of Route 1, which is what the state wants them to do. So that's another issue. And then speaking with Mr. Wilson, the garbage, ours was that they'd bring up the road up to standard, blacktop it, and now currently probably have to widen it for two vehicles. And then, you know, then maybe we could look at that. Another issue in the letter he sent out, the only reason I think some people won't sign the letter, and including me, when you read into it and look at some of the newspaper articles, it says that they want to use Collins Avenue for patients arriving and departing. So now we've doubled the amount of traffic on Collins Avenue, and it's not that big of a road, that long of a road to begin with. Also, the doctor is accepted responsibility to keep the road up to its current condition, which is just stone. And what we do on that end of the street, when we feel the road's got to the point where it needs to be maintained, we get together, find somebody, give us a price of what it's going to cost, and then we just divvy it up against the homeowners that, you know, that feel the road needs to be maintained. There's only three or four of us that actually use the majority of the road. And so we pitch in, and a lot of times it's just a matter of getting somebody come in with a grader and grading it off, you know, and that's usually it. As for snow removal, one of the gentlemen there works for a company that has a plow. They come in there and plow it a little bit when it gets really deep. Most of us down there have four-wheel drive vehicles, so unless it gets, you know, 6 or 8 inches or more, we really don't have a problem getting in and out with the snow. It's not really a big issue. So again, I don't have a problem with the conditional use for the building. You know, it's great somebody's going to open a business, you know, and maybe employ some people. It's just the use of Collins Avenue. It's always been an unmaintained road. We maintained it ourselves. I've lived there for like 16 years. So, and I think we've maintained it like three times. We've had the road just leveled out and stone added. So that's really the biggest issue I have. And speaking with some of the other people, and I can't speak for them because they're not here. There's one other gentleman here. You know, we feel that we don't really want them using that road. And I understand the state's issue with the merged or the turning lane to turn onto Plantation Road. We have the same issue out on Plantation Road turning onto our road, because people that come off of Route 24 to head north on Plantation Road, there's probably a 150-foot acceleration lane that stops 50 feet from our entrance way up Collins Avenue. So sometimes people are merging out. We're trying to merge in to get into our driveway. So luckily, nothing's happened yet. But, you know, with the increase in traffic sooner or later, somebody's going to get whacked a little bit. So, you know, we have the same thing on Plantation Road that they have issues with out on Route 24 or John J. Williams Highway. So that's really all I have to offer. Thanks for the chance to come in here and speak. And if anybody has any questions, I'll gladly try to give you an answer.
Hey, thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition, sir?
My name is David Patterson. I live across the street from the gentleman who just spoke at 34868 Collins Avenue. And I agree with everything he says. It's narrow. The increase in traffic is going to be, there's animals and pets in that area that come across to visit my yard. It's just more traffic than that road is able to handle. I've been there 10 years, and he's right. You know, there's times that two cars will be coming out, and I'll wait until they get through, and so forth. Plus the amount of dust and plus the general factor last year when when the snow fell and then we had it melt and again, it was a tremendously difficult and narrow path to get through with those automobiles because of the ice that made ruts and so forth. So it's really not a place that public access should be at. It's not safe to do that. So that's my biggest objection to the whole matter is that. And he's listed everything that I thought was a concern as well.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone else back here? I can't see with a sign.
No.
Seeing none, at this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing. And this is, again, a matter that was deferred and would be appropriate for a motion to defer. Okay.
We will close public hearing, close public comment, entertain a motion to defer.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second to defer. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Blank.
Book day.
Book day. Here we go. Thank you, sir.
Next application is change of zone number 1705. It's the application of Joel Farr to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.03 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 20, also known as Route 382. 925 feet east of Road 388, being Deer Run Road. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on June 23rd. I just provided copies of an exhibit booklet that was the same exhibit booklet that submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission. On June 16th, on 2011, the applicant supplied us with a revised proposed findings of fact due to an error found and letters in support from 10 area residents. Commission received a report from DLDOT, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Eugene Byard, attorney with Wilson Ibrook and Byard Professional Association, Ken Christianberry, professional engineer of Axiom Engineering LLC, and Virgil Bullis, realtor, were all present and gave testimony on behalf of the applicant. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed the application. On June 23rd, there was a motion and seconded and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. On July 14th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone to 1705 for Joel Farr for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located within a developing area according to the county comprehensive land use plan. Two, the property is located in an area that is developing with a series of small commercial enterprises and the use proposed for this site is consistent with those commercial activities. Most recently, Twin Cedars, the property directly across Route 20, was rezoned CR1 Commercial Residential. Under the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, the property is within a highway commercial area, which includes retail and service uses as it is appropriate for the location of commercial use. Three, the site is served by the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District, recently established by Sussex County, and water will be provided by Artesian Water Company. Four, the proposed use as a mini storage facility meets the purpose of the CR1 zoning. Since mini storage is not specifically permitted in a B1 neighborhood business classification or as a conditional use in an AR1 agriculture residential classification, and the rezoning is consistent with the character and trend of development in the immediate area and is consistent with the purposes of the comprehensive plan and the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. Five, the applicant will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning of this property. Seven, any proposed use will require site plan review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. And that motion carried 5-0. To date, I received no additional comments from any individual or agency in reference to this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions?
Yep.
If not, Mr. Byard?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good afternoon. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant, Joel Farr. With me this afternoon are Ken Christianberry and Virgil Bullis. Ken is the project engineer and Virgil is the realtor for Mr. Farr. We'll be brief. The commission really nailed it in the motion. This is a straightforward and uncomplicated application. Directly across Route 20 from Twin Cedars, which was rezoned CR1 by council less than a year ago. And from the zoning map that Ken will walk you through, this application is consistent with the character and trend of development in the area. Ken, if you'd come forward.
Good afternoon. Ken Christianberry with Axiom Engineering in Georgetown, Delaware. I'm a licensed builder, professional engineer.
Ken, briefly, could you describe the site in its present condition?
Yes. If you look at tab 12, you'll see an aerial photograph of the site. It currently has an existing structure on it and some wooded areas. It's located right there on the zoning map.
Are there any wetlands on site?
There are to the rear of the property, and those will not be disturbed or impacted by any proposed construction.
Is the timber stand of any commercial value?
According to Ed Lene with Environmental Resources, Inc., it is not.
And that report's in the project booklet?
Yes, I believe that's tab 9.
Were there any real, rare, threatened, or endangered species found on the property?
No evidence of them.
Is there any evidence of any structures of any historical value on the property?
No, the PLUS review found there to be none.
Are there any stormwater issues that need to be addressed that are complicated or difficult?
No, it should be pretty standard.
Source of water and sewer?
Artesian, and sewer would be Sussex County.
Are there any substantial number of EDUs that will be consumed by this project?
The developer at this time intends to develop it as a mini storage, which would require one
EDU.
Yes.
This project took a trip to PLUS. Can you talk briefly about your trip to PLUS and your response?
Yes, there's a detailed response to their letter in tab 7. But briefly, they have recognized that when the county created the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District in this area, that did lead them to update their maps where this prior may have been a level 4. It now is level 2 and 3.
Were there any traffic issues raised at PLUS?
We have met with DLDOT and discussed with them and with the agreement that the property will be developed as proposed. No traffic impact study was required.
And that was an agreement to limit the number of vehicle trips per day to less than 200.
Correct.
Members of council, DLDOT asked for, and what DLDOT asked for it usually gets, but it asked for a restrictive covenant confirming that there will be less than 200 vehicle trips per day. And in the event there are more because the use has changed, a traffic operational analysis or a traffic impact study will be required. My personal preference and my experience is restrictive covenants don't work very well. And I've told DLDOT this, I would prefer to see that as a condition on the final site plan. That way it's a matter of record for all time and it's clear. Someone had DLDOT may forget, a developer who may buy this property 10 years from now, they'd say, I didn't know that, I didn't sign that agreement. If it's on the face of the plot, there is no question. But again, DLDOT gets what it wants, it controls.
But wouldn't it be filed in court, at the courthouse?
It would, but a new developer could say, I didn't know that, I didn't negotiate that. Mm-hmm. If it's on the face of the plot, he's reviewed the plot and he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
He can't plead ignorance. I just think it's more effective to do it that way. That's my point. Ken, could you walk the council quickly around the area? pointing out zoning classifications.
As Mr. Byard mentioned, the Twin Cedars property was recently rezoned to CR1 directly across the street. This property, a stone's throw to the west, was rezoned to B1 about 2 years ago. There's an existing C1 here, the Auto Works, European Auto Works car dealer. There are two C1 zone properties here that I don't, are either of those active, for example, most to the east? These two?
Virgil, come forward, identify yourself.
Virgil Bullis, a real estate broker for 34 years, working for Coldwell Banker now. That is a Hispanic little grocery store, is what that is.
And those properties are both zoned C1. All the red properties are zoned C1 or CR1. This yellow property here is an existing conditional use for a landscaping business. This is an approved but not developed conditional use for the Family Medical property. As you get up into Roxana, you get to the lodge and to a heating and air contractor. There again, zoned C1 and B1. And then a conditional use down here for another produce stand.
Thanks, Ken. Virgil, could you come forward?
Again, Virgil Bullis and Coal Bagger.
Virgil, in your opinion and in your 34 years experience as a realtor, is this development consistent with the character of the neighborhood?
Yes, it is.
Do you think it'll have any negative impact on property values in the area?
No, I don't.
Thanks. That's all I have. Gentlemen and Mrs. Beaver, mm-hmm. Problem. The project booklet contains 10 letters of support and a letter from the project lender, County Bank, setting forth its lending requirements. Mini storage, as Lawrence mentioned, is not permitted in any zone except CR1. It's not specifically permitted as a conditional use. And County Bank has said that under new federal lending requirements, it will only lend if this property has a zoning classification that authorizes this use. And the only use or classification is CR1. The project is clearly in an area that's trended toward general commercial development in a highway commercial area. Consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, and as the state's recently observed by changing the state strategies map, it is in the state's plans for spending on investments for infrastructure. As Virgil testified, there's no impact on property values. As DelDOT's found, there's no impact on traffic. In a very small way, this will promote some economic development in this area of the county. You have the Commission's recommendation, and we ask that you endorse it. We'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
I came in a little late, and I probably missed it. Was there any mention of how it would be secured as far as what kind of security they would have there? I know that it's not a conditional use, but will planning and zoning be looking at that?
Absolutely.
Is that something?
Is it
security?
There's a site plan on tab 8 of your book.
Fine. Good. Thank you.
It is completely fenced for obvious purposes, not the least of which is liability.
Okay.
Any other questions from council? If not, do you have any other witnesses, Mr.
Byard? No, sir, Mr. Moore. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. President, it's appropriate to close the public hearing and, if deemed appropriate, to close the public record on this matter.
Okay, we'll close public hearing, close public record, and ask you to read the heading.
Yes.
And see the pleasure of council.
Sure. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 3.03 acres more or less.
Pleasure of council.
I'll make that motion. Except we approve
motion,
it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, for approval. Mm-hmm. I will second Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? I will take the vote and state your reasons. Mrs. Deaver?
Oh, there were a lot of reasons given by Planning and Zoning Commission, and I would like to use those same reasons. Make a lot of sense to me. And I think that with the smaller houses we have these days, I think this is a service that's needed. Storage is needed.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes, it's an appropriate use based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendation. It does make sense, this area, I think, can sort of use something like that. So I will, based on their recommendations, vote yes also. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another book. Now game one.
What are you?
Next application is change of zone number 1706, application of Joseph Balsamo to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.01 acres, more or less, lying west of U.S. Route 13 southbound, 400 feet north of Route 18, also known as Cannon Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 23rd of 2011. I'll be just passed down to the council members. There's a copy of an exhibit booklet. It's the same or similar to the one that was submitted to the commission during their public hearing. Mm-hmm. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department, DelDOT. Doug Berry of Pannoni Associates was present on behalf of the applicant and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. Beverly Williams, an adjacent landowner, was present in opposition to the application and expressed concerns about the additional traffic and having commercial uses on both sides of her residential property. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1706 for Joe Balsamo for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to B1 Neighborhood Business based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for a change of zone to B1 Neighborhood Business. It is located on the west side of U.S. Route 13 near the intersection of Cannon Road. Two, the B1 Neighborhood Business rezoning is consistent with the orderly growth of the county. There are a number of business and commercial uses located in the immediate vicinity of U.S. Route 13. And several properties are zoned C1 general commercial at the same intersection. Property is also adjacent to the town of Bridgeville and is in a town center area according to the county's comprehensive land use plan. The site is also adjacent to other lands owned by the applicant that is zoned B1 neighborhood business. B1 zoning has more limited uses than CR1 zoning, which will limit the intensity of any development of the property. The change in zoning will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or nearby communities. This rezoning will bring the applicant's entire property under B1 neighborhood business zoning, and the site plan approval for any use of the property will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date since that public hearing. That's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions?
Just right on the corner of 18 here and 13th, what you say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just off of the corner. The adjoining property owned by the applicant is on the, right on the corner. Right.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if there are no other questions, if the applicant or his representative will come forward, please.
No need.
Thanks again for your patience. Again, good afternoon. My name is Doug Berry, professional engineer for Pannoni Associates, 18072 Davidson Drive, Milton, Delaware. Mr. Balsamo, the property owner, could not make it here this afternoon. As Mr. Lang stated, this is an application to extend B1 zoning from property currently owned by Mr. Balsamo to adjacent property also owned by Mr. Basoma that's currently zoned AR1. So if you look at this exhibit, this is US Route 13 and 18. Both properties are owned by Mr. Basoma. This one's zoned B1, this one's zoned AR1. Mm-hmm. What he wants to do is rezone this to B1, consolidate or reverse subdivide the subject properties, and then propose some type of commercial development. At this time, he's not sure what kind of commercial development will be proposed, but we do have this presented exhibit just for illustrative purposes. It by no means is what you'll see at the preliminary and final stages. The project was presented at the June 23rd Planning Commission public hearing, where a recommendation of approval was provided, and hearing booklets were submitted to Planning and Zoning on July 15th, which have been circulated to you today. Again, the subject property is approximately 1 acre in size, so we're just looking at this smaller property here. And it's located on the south side of 113, just north of the intersection with Cannon Road. A wetlands evaluation was done, and there are no wetlands on the site. In addition, there are no floodplain impacts on the property. The applicant wishes to rezone the property that's AR1 to B1, and as stated before, reverse subdivide, consolidate, and develop a commercial use. Just along the 13 corridor here, our site's up here. This exhibit's in your booklet. It'd be easier to see if you can. But anything highlighted in yellow is a commercial use. So as you can see, there's a lot of commercial uses as expected along that stretch of 13. The property lies within investment level 2 for the strategies for state policies and spending. Mr. Lank also stated that it's identified as a town center in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. And as stated in the Comprehensive Plan, in a town center, significant growth is proposed to be clustered around incorporated municipalities and unincorporated areas just beyond municipal borders. So the town of Bridgeville limits basically the property just to the west of it. Water service to the facility will be provided from an on-site well to be permitted from DENREC. Similarly, sanitary sewer to the facility will be provided from an on-site wastewater disposal. We've actually had a soils evaluation done, and it states that a mound system can be provided on the site. We've also met with the town of Bridgeville to discuss extending public sewer to the site, and they're related to hear that. We've been asked subsequently to provide some conceptual sewer plans for different alignment scenarios, and we're in the process of developing that for the town of Bridgeville to contemplate whether or not we can be annexed into the town's sewer district and extend public sewer to the site. Entrance and off-site road improvements will be constructed in accordance with DLDOT regulations. The support facilities report issued by DLDOT indicates that a traffic impact study is required. However, the amount of trips does not exceed the threshold by which the physical study needs to be done, so the developer can actually propose a fee in lieu of doing the traffic impact study in this particular case, which he intends to do. Sediment and stormwater best management practices will be constructed in accordance with DENREC and the Conservation District regulations, and also we'll be submitting, as I said before, preliminary and final site plan plans for review and approval by Sussex County. So with that, we respectfully request a rezoning approval of this application, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions?
What's right around it? What's out? What's right around it? I know it's roads, but I've been in back and on the side.
This is 13.
You have homes? Like, are there homes there?
Always like north to be up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Private homes?
This is 13, this is Cannon Road, mm-hmm. This is Bridgeville, this is an open field, right. It's for like wastewater spray irrigation. Mm-hmm. These are undeveloped, there's a small house here, and then the neighbors, which I believe are here, has a dwelling just to the north of the subject property.
And what happened when you applied for annexation into Bridgeville? I didn't catch all that.
Well, let me reiterate, it's not an annex into the town, it's to be in the sewer district
the
town.
Okay, all right, so, okay.
But town limits actually are adjacent to your property line, is that not right?
It is the property line. This property line in itself serves as the border between the county and the town of Bridgeville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions from the council? Do you have any other witnesses?
No, sir.
If not, is there anyone else that would like to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone that would like to speak on behalf of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application?
Somebody's coming up.
Ma'am? If you could go to the podium, please, and give us your full name and address. If you can squeeze around the sign.
Good afternoon. Beverly Williams back again to say that I oppose it. I live in the adjoining property. I'm concerned about what kind of business. Is it going to bring crime to the area? Like, we need more. Traffic is horrendous as it is. I don't know how they're going to get in and out of a business. I don't think they can use the current driveway. And I always heard that there were no more accesses to be granted off of Route 13. So the way I look at what I have is that that driveway is actually in the turn lane to turn onto Canyon Road. And I don't think you can put a business entrance there. So I'm really worried about what's going to happen to my property, being I'm like a sitting duck.
Yeah.
And I know my husband and I bought that property 33 years ago because it had the best of both worlds. It had farmland, and it was a great location to just go any direction we wanted to go, you know. And I just think it's sad that all the farmland is just going away, because I grew up on a farm, so I'm very appreciative of farmland. I guess that's all.
And Mrs. Williams, could you give us your address, please?
20472 Sussex Highway. Yeah, and I thought it was, I have to say this too, I just think it's awfully ironic that none of this happened until my husband passed away. I don't know if somebody had that information and said, okay, it's time to go. That's what's in my mind.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Okay, that's all. Don't want to see it happen.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point we can close the public hearing, and if appropriate by the council, to close the public record and make a motion.
Okay, well, we'll close public hearing, close public record, and if you would read the heading, and we'll see if council will take action or not.
It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 1.01 acres more or less.
What's the pleasure of council?
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion to approve CZ-1706.
I just have a question. Maybe it's too...
Oh, well,
yeah, go ahead.
Got
you
second
did second.
Uh-huh. We have no second. Okay, with no second, the motion will die. Is that correct, Mr. Moore?
There is no motion. It failed for lack of a second.
Okay. I move that we defer. Is that still possible?
Okay. We have a motion to defer.
Second.
And a second.
Is the reason necessary for the deferment?
No.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second to defer on CZ-1706. Any questions on the motion?
Well, since we've heard from this lady, I'm wondering if any effort had been made to maybe screen off the residential area from the new B1 area. I don't know if there had been any efforts or communication or any consideration at all.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Lank or Mr. Moore, can we attach that type of condition to a change of zoning?
You can't place any conditions on an application for rezoning.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a parking area adjacent to that property line, then there would be requirements for screening.
Mm-hmm.
Since there's not a parking area at that location, we don't know that there is until we see a site plan, then we can't say there will be screening required.
Mm-hmm.
It would be beneficial to the agent representative on behalf of Mr. Balsamo to suggest that to Mr. Balsamo that he maybe plant something now so it would be of some size and sometime in the future before they develop. Mm-hmm. But it would be a planning basis if it would ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But he probably won't take that step until he knows he's got the approval.
It works that way, huh?
That's what you yeah. would anticipate, yeah.
Right. I'm just a little concerned. I understand where she's coming from.
Sure. Okay. We have a
site plan showed it shows the entrance at the far north closer to Mrs. Williams' property.
Mm-hmm.
And Delta would probably also require a stub for future access to the Williams property from the driveway that's imposed on the applicant.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, that's mm-hmm. typical.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. This vote is to defer.
To defer, yes.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And I think that is.
That concludes the public hearing.
To adjourn.
We have a motion, Mr. Phillips, to adjourn. Second.
Yes, second.
Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned.